Please remain standing if you can as we pray congregationally and read the scriptures. So we may spend a few minutes to reflect our Lord Jesus Christ by yourself. Heavenly Father, our great and mighty one, with one desire we come that you would reign, that you would reign in us, all of us, when we gather together as one body in Christ in worshiping you. We proclaim that Christ is enough for not only me but for all of us, as you have reassuring us that for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Loving Father, soften our heart to do the work that you have been calling us to do, to be your great ambassador, to make disciples to all nations and reach billions of unreached peoples, groups that you love them so much. Let the October Missions Month be a way of proclaiming your living gospel, be the truth and light. You are the infinite and powerful creator for all. And there's none like you. May you grant us the joy and humility in meditating on your Son, his faithfulness, love, and forgiveness, which we do not deserve. In him, we have the redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of your grace. We pray that you grant us to lift our brothers and sisters who are suffering physical ailments, family issues, exploring career changes, struggling spiritually, or going through challenging chemotherapy treatments. May you grant each of them with your comfort, love, and trust in you so that they may see the joy of your grace and compassionate love and know that you will never separate from them. Lift our eyes afresh to the cross. As we worship you, we pray that you grant us the privilege of connecting with you and bless others who are lost in the midst of the troubled world. Thank you. Thank you for your encouragement and guidance in our life so that we may hear your voice through the living scriptures and prayers. We continue to strive for your will, one by one, with love and humility. We pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. It is so great that you're able to join us physically and also virtually. It is my privilege in sharing this morning's sermon with you. And overall, it is his will for me to be here. This morning's scripture readings is from Mark 16 and 20, and also from 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. I apologize that I told you guys to sit down, but before we do that, when we read God's words, we have to rise and give thanks to the Lord and pay respect to our Lord, Holy Jesus Christ. Okay, let us rise one more time. Thank you. Here's the scripture for this morning. Is from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 20. And they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. All scriptures is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. This is the reading of the living word of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please sit down one more time. Thank you so much. Thank you. It is so good. So this morning, the message is on, are we equipped for every good work? Are we equipped with every good work? What does that mean? The main idea is this. So God created us individually with a different gifts, right? He wants us to discover those gifts and utilize them to the fullest in serving Him and to fulfill the great commission that He calls upon us. So God's work reaches every corner of this earth and reach every nation with His living word, as mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. So let me recap. Last Sunday, Pastor Sandy preached on 1 Kings and also Matthew chapter 12 in a sermon titled, Check It Out For Yourself. Check It Out For Yourself to respond to the witness of God's people. Queen Sheba seeks on God getting the right answer, right? And test King Solomon's wisdom. But this morning, we will continue to look into the equipping ourselves to do His work and fulfill the Great Commission. Brothers and sisters, October month is Mission Month at our church. The mission vision is to mobilize and equip God's people to embrace His compassions and engage in His purpose to establish a kingdom of worshipers from every nation, tribe, people, and tongue. We wish to see every member of our church to take up their cross, follow Christ, and fulfill the Great Commission by making disciples of all nations, especially among the least rich people, through prayer, giving, and going. The purpose of mission is to impassion and equip God's people for lives of fervent worship and expressed in the active service and faith. And that is the mission's visions. For this year's missions conference, we have invited Dr. Paul Bothwick. Dr. Paul Bothwick, right? He's a pastor, a writer, a retired professor, a mission speaker. To be our keynote speaker on this Friday, October 7th through Sunday, October 9th. So the mission conference theme is God's Global Mission. God's Global Mission. So many of you might not know who is Pastor Paul well, right? He and his spouse, her name is Christy, both of them serve on the staff of Development Associates International, a training group that dedicated to characterize and minister development of the leaders in the under-resourced world. Okay. In 2015, Dr. Paul concluded over 30 years of teachings at the Gordon College, in the area of global Christianity. He also served as an Urbana Missions associate in the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And Pastor Paul also focused on the leadership development, influencing the next generation towards our missions, and mobilize the church for outreach and cross-culture ministry. So again, this focus reminds me of the Bible verses from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 14 to 16. It says, "We are not going too far in our boasting, as would be the case if we had not come to you. For we did get as far as you with the gospel of Christ, neither do we go beyond our limits by boasting of work done by others. So we hope that as your faith continues to grow, our sphere of activity among you will greatly expand so that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you." So for we do not want to boast our work already done in someone else's territory. So also in the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 20, right? It is talking about the ascension of Christ, that the apostle traveled from the publicly well-known area and preached the gospel in different languages. So they preach everywhere, not only in Judea and the neighboring countries, but all over the world. And God is working with them. God is working with them all the time, making their ministry useful and also for the conviction and the conversion in large multitudes and for the forming and settling abundance of gospel church and for the comfort and edifying of the saints, all which was done by the power and grace of Christ, without whom they could do nothing. And also referring back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, for we are God's fellow workers, right? You are God's field, God's building. So this reconfirms what? This reconfirms that God is working with all of them, including us, so that including us to do his work, So that the reassurance that God is working with us, making the ministry useful, we also need to be equipped, right? We have to have some equipped to knowledge, to proper skills and knowledge, so that work will be fully prepared to do God's work. So in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 to 17, it said, it indicates that the purpose of the scripture for the believer, man of God, in a wide range of understanding, this includes everything that God calls a believer to do, but in a plural of specific wisdom. This also supports the doctrine of the sufficiency of Scripture we all need to know. That is, the idea, the truth contained in Scripture is sufficient in all matters about doctrine and moral behavior. So therefore, the skills and knowledge that we receive from the Lord will be an enabler to do his work, Dear friends, brothers and sisters, in Christ, that let's look into why mission is so important. Why as a Christ follower needs to be concerned in mission? Why do we need to be concerned in mission? What is the actuality of the world in knowing God? So let us spend 6 minutes viewing this video, short video, and with an open heart, right? So the what message are assimilating us to the global and the local missions. So let us see the video for 6 minutes.
The job is not done in the world that Christ gave us to do, and the mandate is still binding on us today. That's why we speak of unreached people groups. But the missions is the back-breaking, culture-penetrating, darkness-shattering initial work to penetrate, plant the church, see it flourish, get its own elders, train its own people, evangelize its own networks. That's the task of missions. It's not over. And that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. And the alternative is hell. And millions and millions and millions of people are on their way there. And we have the only means of escape in our heads and in our hearts. Jesus Christ.
There are many prodigal sons on our city streets, they run, searching for shelter. And there are homes broken down, people's hopes have fallen to the ground from failures. This is an emergency, and there are
Cost, brothers and sisters, this is not an invitation to an easy life. For 2,000 years, thousands and thousands of missionaries, the unnamed, no biographies written about them, just unnamed people of whom the world is not worthy, have counted this cost and put their lives at risk and reached the lost with the only message of salvation.
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, John Piper basically gave us a very powerful message. 100,000 missionaries around the world, and 2 out of 3 people, they live in Asia. This is staggering statistics, the reality. So let us further look into why mission is so important by understanding the demographic of the Christians, the demographic of Christians. By continent, provided by the World Christian Database, which was studied by the Lausanne Movement, it showed the shift of the percentage of Christians from north to south regions. The shrinking of the global north, the shifting to the global south is the core of the world Christianity characteristic at the start of the 21st century. What does this mean to Christians? We belong to at least 2 global families. We live in a world full of knowledge and the ability to access resources, but yet, we are still unable to fulfill God's work by working together and being part of the Christian life in unity. On the other hand, we also belong to a global family made up of 2.5 billion people, like the global south. So the Great Shift slide represents the dramatic change in Christians. The projections of percentage of Christians in the global north is alarming. down to 15% in 2050 projection. But we have continuously followed Jesus to all corners of the world. So in the books of Acts, chapter 15, verse 26 said, after all, some days Paul said to Barnabas, right, let us return to visit the brothers in every city where we proclaim the word of Lord and see how they are. So we do, why do I need to be concerned as a Christ follower? Bluntly, it is his word that we as Christians, the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, need to abide by his covenants and be his ambassador, which mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, it says, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. And in Matthew 24:14, it said, and his gospel, this gospel of the kingdom, will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as the testimony to all nations. And at the end will come, right? So, remember that at the baptismal confirmation of faith, one of the questions that we answer is what? Will you pledge to love and follow the Lord Jesus all your life? To be faithful member of this congregation through worship and service, and to advance God's purposes here and throughout the world, So every year at the missions conference, we repeatedly mention praying for the unreached people, especially in the 1040 windows, which is the area between 10 and 40 degrees north of the equator. There's a total of 60 nations in that area, 50 Muslim countries, which are estimated at 1.8 billion people. 3 Hindu countries, which are estimated at 1.6 billion people. And 7 Buddhist countries, estimated at 500 million people. All these are non-Christian countries. It's staggering, all these people. Let me share what God is working on at our church in these mission fields. The mission ministries continues to pray and to fulfill his great commission even when we are challenged by the pandemic. In a recent India short-term mission trip in which 3 of our members plus other churches participated in this journey to India. You might ask why we journeyed in the country of India. This country with 1.3 plus billion people, 2,276 unreached people groups. That's amazing. So many of them. 707 districts and 29 states. You can witness the urgent need thereby reaching out to the UPG, unreached people group. Last week, we had two sisters. They left New Jersey, headed to the respective fields for the training in Middle East and mission work in the Asia area. So the growth rates in the major religions indicate that we need do more to outreaching to the lost soul. So may his gospel reach every corner of the world. We continue to pray for the many missionaries that we send out from our church globally. The global missions are primarily through the local church. It is each of us individually to call and obey God's command and to be his disciples for all nations. the local churches is where we, the discipling here, is taking place, as mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 24 to 25. It says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." So the local church, like us, also sent out missionaries and care for missionaries after they were sent. Dear brothers and sisters and friends, as we know that not all of us are being called to be missionaries, right? Not all of us want to be missionaries. It's also God's command, His command to us, that go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. There are many ways that Christ's followers can be involved without going out to the world. Here are a few ways to do evangelism locally. First one, personal evangelism. Evangelism starts in our community, backyards, workplace, friends, and relatives, even your friends next to you right now. These are the places to reach the rich people and reach people on the gospel, right? Quite simple, just reach out to them. Second, prayer. Missionaries and indigenous pastors need our prayers, encouragement and support, and be with them in partnership. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16, 17 said, remind us that now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself, God our Father, who loved us, give us eternal comfort and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Our church we have many prayer meetings. We have Sunday morning prayer meeting, Wednesday night prayer meeting, and also special meetings with various fellowship groups. You're welcome to join and pray for them, especially during this time. And we should continue to pray for the missionaries around the world that we're supporting. Right? The other thing is the financial support. To devote themselves full-time to ministry, the missionaries and indigenous workers need financial support from those whose calling is to send, not go. But Jesus was supported financially by those who believe in him. In the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 2 to 3, it said, Paul was rebuking the church who were not giving adequate to support God's work among them, also mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 11 to 14. There's a lot of scripture related to the supporting wise for the financial area. So the fourth one, online and local involvement, right? Support, pray, and connect personal responses through the power of the internet. The amazing internet, you can see what is going on with prayers, including our church, right? Supporting website and local church community that we do. So again, these are the channels that you can support locally, even though you're not able to go out. So God has gifted us differently, right? And we must discover those gifts and utilize them to the fullest in serving him and fulfilling the great commission that he had called us to do so. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, let me summarize everything to you guys. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's grace. And 2 Corinthians chapter 12 to 4. Now there are varieties of gifts. Put the same spirit in you. Brothers and sisters, what is your calling? Are we here to do his great work? Pray. Pray for the missionaries around the world and also our brothers and sisters who are serving his kingdom overseas, even our local missionaries. We have missionaries in Hindu ministry, and also the Muslim ministry and the Jewish ministry. We do need to pray earnestly for these people. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, may you grant us in lifting your name on high and praise you on your unchanging and steadfast love. Your faithfulness marvels us with great humility in doing your work. We are the creations that have the desire to serve and obey you. Grant us a missional heart to be your ambassador around the world, locally and in the workplace. In Christ, we're full of faith and eager to delight you. Holy Spirit, we seek your help to endure our weakness and fickleness in following you. Strengthen us with Christ. Please give us the desire and ability to be faithful and compassionate in all our ways and trust our Savior completely. Grant us the heart in serving you with grace and peace. Give us the gift of your love and enable us to be your salt and light. May you bless today's worshipers with joy in knowing you and continue to glorify your name with praises and a thankful heart. We pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.